Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, June 8, 2015. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities and storm a hospital. Meanwhile, Israel closes all border crossings leading to Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Undercover units of the Israeli military invaded on Monday at dawn the Beit Jala governmental hospital in the West Bank district of Bethlehem and attempted to kidnap two wounded Palestinians receiving treatment there. Medical sources said that the two wounded Palestinians were shot by army fire on Saturday at night close to the District Coordination Office DCO on the western entrance of Beit Jala city. The sources added that resident Mu'tasim Nabil Shweki, 21 years of age, was shot with a live round to his right shoulder, and Mahmoud Imad Shweki, 18, was shot also with a live round in his right thigh. The two are still receiving treatment in the hospital. The army withdrew after failing to abduct them. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Monday at dawn five Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, while another resident was kidnapped on Sunday evening near Bethlehem. Moreover, Israeli forces detained eight Palestinians during house searches across the occupied West Bank on Sunday at dawn. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli authorities on Monday closed Erez and Kerem Shalom border crossings into the coastal region, citing security reasons. The closures came shortly after Israeli airstrikes hit several targets in the coastal enclave following a rocket attack on Saturday night that an extremist Salafi group claimed responsibility for. No injuries were reported in either side. The Palestinian Authority's Director of Border Crossings, Nazmi Muhanna, confirmed that the occupation authorities had notified them on Sunday morning of their decision to close the crossings. Even when the crossings are open, however, movement of goods and people are severely restricted as part of the crippling Israeli military blockade in place since 2007. In other news, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has allocated an additional 100 million Israeli shekels and 10 governmental positions to fight against BDS. Israeli news sources reported that Netanyahu held consultation about BDS this weekend with relevant governmental officials as well as Minister Gilad Erdan, who is responsible for dealing with the BDS movement in the framework of the Ministry of Strategic Affairs. Erdan told Israeli media that the fight against BDS must take place on three levels: government offices, the intelligence community, and the defense system. Netanyahu agreed with Erdan that at least an additional 100 million Israeli shekels will be allocated to the Ministry of Strategic Affairs. Almost all will be dedicated to fight against BDS. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, June 8, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Mawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.